plan for you. God's original plan. God's original desire for all of you, including myself and all of us. Let me share it with you, right? Do you know God's original plan for you, for all of us, was very happy, was very enjoyable. For you and I to be happy outside and to be joyful inside and to be fruitful, that was God's original plan for you. Genesis 1:26. You know that verse, right? And God says, let us make in our image. Image of Christ, image of His Son, after our likeness. After our likeness. Listen, God is glorious. Amen. Our Father, God in Trinity, He's glorious. He's beautiful one. He's wonderful. Do you understand this? In our likeness, we were created according to His image and likeness. Meaning that we were created in a glorious way. Happy. We were created happy, as a happy person. But what happened these days? The believers lost their happiness. Oh, the believers and non-believers, they look same. Sometimes we, the believers, even look more unhappy than the believers. Because they enjoy all the pleasures of the world, pleasures of the flesh, right? And they're so happy. They have a birthday party. I don't know, Christmas party. But what kind of party? And they're also happy, outwardly, right? But we are believers, we are the children of God, and we look so somber. We look so somber, so poor, so gloomy, so zombie. What happened here? Something's wrong. We missed the target of God's plan, God's heart. God's heart for you and me is happiness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible did not say, oh, you shall be happy when you are happy. Bible didn't say that.
No.
Bible didn't say, you shall be happy and joyful when you have money in the bank. No, Bible didn't say that. Bible said, you shall be happy when your visa problem is solved.
Yeah.
No. No, no. Bible says, be joyful
always.
Tell somebody. Be joyful always. One more time.
Be joyful always.
Hallelujah. Amen. Our sister's face is, there's a shining now. It's shining.
Amen.
First time coming here, now it's shining.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let Jesus be your shining.
Amen.
Amen. So, that's God's original plan for you. Okay? God says, now, there's a fruit, 29. There's a fruit you can all you eat, right, in the Garden of Eden, here. But don't eat the tree of knowledge and good and evil, which signifies Satan. There are two trees, right? Tree of life, tree of knowledge and good and evil. Tree of life represents Jesus. Tree of knowledge and good and evil represents Satan, right? God, Satan. You understand? Two eternal beings, and we are in the between. Okay, so here God says, don't eat the tree of knowledge, but eat the tree of life. What is the tree of life? Oh, that was what? That was what? Life of God.
Amen.
So if Adam were to eat this tree of life, he would have lived forever. Because he would contain God.
Amen.
See, he was made perfect, God's vessel, image of Christ, likeness of God. So perfect vase, perfect vessel to contain God. So if he were to eat that tree of life, he will contain God.
Amen.
And he will be one with God. He will live forever.
Amen.
That was God's plan. Original plan.
Amen.
So we have to understand. God wants us to be happy.
Amen.
Happy outside, joyful inside.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we, the children of God, we need to be happy outside.
Amen.
We need to be smiling.
Amen.
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 If you don't know how to smile, then you need to practice.
Amen.
How do you practice?
Yes.
Stand
Amen.
Before the mirror. And you look at yourself. And you practice smiling. You practice. Amen? Don't frown your face. Smile. Sister, smile.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Much beautiful. Amen. Much beautiful. We all need to smile.
Amen.
Amen. When you smile, not only smile, laughter. Bible says rejoice. That word rejoice is actually laughter. Laughter, right? Oh, rejoice. I say it again, rejoice. So we need to do sometimes big laughter. Laughter.
Big laughter.
Right?
Because the Bible says,
make a joyful noise. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the scripture?
Yeah.
Make a joyful noise. So we're going to try that. Make a joyful noise, right? Listen, the worldly people, they make what? Noise all the time, don't they? Ah, they're always fighting, whatever, right? What are we going to do in the house of God? We got to make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we got to make a joyful noise. I'm going to do 1, 2, 3. You make a joyful noise.
Amen.
Huh? Are you ready? I'm sorry. Are you ready? I think you're 50% ready. Your hand is like this and you're still watching me. Huh? Okay. All right. Okay. Preach more. Brother, you okay? Brother Gaki, you're tired. Not tired. Okay. All right. Augustine, you ready? You ready to make a joyful noise? Monday, you ready?
Yeah.
I like his voice.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready, Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. We make a joyful noise. Ready?
Amen.
Ready, brothers?
Amen.
1, 2, 3.
I like the song before. I got the joy in my heart. Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
I got the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to say, I am so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart. I am so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you happy?
Amen.
Because you got the joy of the Lord. Amen. Okay, so that is the original plan of God.
Amen.
But what happened? We know what happened. Satan came in the form of serpent and then deceived Adam and Eve, right? By eating the fruit of knowledge and good and evil. So when they ate, something of Satan came, entered into the man. Since then, we were corrupted. We're fallen creation, right? And then we want to serve God, we want to worship Him, we want to please Him, but then we have satanic element within us. So we cannot please Him, instead we are pleasing ourselves. We are pleasing our flesh. We are pleasing Satan. We are expressing Satan. Every time we hate somebody, that's the expression of Satan. Every time we envy, we have envy towards some brother or sister, that's the expression of Satan. Every time we lie, that's the expression of Satan, right? But every time we praise the Lord, every time we forgive, every time we love our enemies, every time we give, oh, that's expression of the triumph God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so let's go to Romans number 2. God's will for you right now is be joyful always. Look at this. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Look. See,
we know very well
in the Bible we are His expression.
This microphone is keep making noise, huh?
In the Bible, we know. Thank you, sister. We know we are His expression, right? We know we represent the Triune God. We are His expression, corporate expression. Every time we say something of Him, we are expressing Him. And not only we are expressing Him through our words, we also express Him through our face.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have to confess to you. You know, when I was in the States, America, I was so joyful. I was so joyful all the time. And then my nickname was Happy. What was my nickname, Rachel? I forgot. What did that Vietnamese pastor say all the time? Huh? Happy person? Yeah. So my nickname was Happy Person. Of course, as a teenager, I went through many trials. But I was Happy Person. I don't know why. The joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
I was meeting people. Hi, how are you? Fine, thank you. And you? I was happy. But then when I came to Korea, I was so into ministry. I was so into mission. I was so into the work of God. One day at a time, slowly, I began to lose my joy. Because I was not focusing on Him, but about Him.
Amen.
And I lost my joy. Lots of it, I have to confess. But these days, I'm getting it back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm getting it back. Because I'm not focusing on the about God. I'm focusing on God. I'm not focusing about the ministry of Jesus. I'm focusing on Jesus Christ Himself.
Amen.
So I'm beginning to experience a little more.
Amen.
Little more joy than before. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I hope you too would experience this joy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So He said, let's read together. Ready? Begin.
Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give
amen to all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
See, Bible declares, the word of God says, be joyful always. Amen. Be joyful always, not sometimes. So we need to be joyful always. This is commandment of God.
Amen.
Right? Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. And now this is important. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now we have to think about this, right? Being joyful always is God's will for you. Amen. It's Father's will.
Amen.
It's not something that we try to be joyful. It's not something that it's your option, but it is the will of God.
Amen.
And the will of God is the most important thing in our life. Do you agree?
Amen.
Will of God is the most important thing in your life. Amen.
Amen.
So if it is will, remember, even Jesus, the Son of God, Son of Man, right? Even Jesus prayed this prayer. Father, if it is will,
yeah.
If it is will, right? No, if it's possible, remove this cup. I don't want to take up the cross. It's going to be, so much. But if it is will, let it be done. See, that Jesus prayed his prayer of Father's will to be done on the Mount of Gethsemane before he was crucified, right? And of course, Father's will is for Jesus to be crucified so that his flesh will be broken and the divine life that is inside of his flesh will come out, will release, and he will be like a grain of wheat that falls on the ground, and then it bears a fruit, bears many brothers, many fruits. Now we are his fruits, hallelujah. You see, we need to think about this. It is Father's will that we be joyful always.
Amen.
You know why? Because through joy, God expresses himself.
Amen.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah? When my children, when my boys are happy, I am happy. Isn't that common sense?
Yeah.
When they are joyful, I am joyful. When they're sad, I am sad, in a way. Do you understand? When they're worried, I'm worried. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense?
Yep.
Well, the deity is so lovely. She's beautiful. Yeah. She was inside there. I don't know if she's still inside there. And I met her, and then I just go, oh, you're so beautiful, deity. You think you're beautiful? And she said, mm-hmm. And I like that. I like that. She's having this good pride. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? So when she's, beautiful, are you happy? You're happy. But if she says, oh, no, I'm ugly, then you're going to be worried, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Listen, God wants his children to be happy, to be joyful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in joy, you express him much better
Amen.
Than in sadness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, you're going to find out throughout the scriptures today. Okay. Even Jesus, the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus knew the joy, this unspeakable joy, this eternal joy that he saw soon to come. He endured the cross. He endured the pain. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, the joy of the Lord is my strength. We talk about this. Let's pass this, right? Okay. Let's go after that. Okay. Now, how to be joyful always? So, that's the question now. How to be joyful always? Ask this person next to you. How to be joyful? Do you know? Do you know? Amen. Okay, we'll go on. Listen. How to be joyful always? Everybody say? Fix your eyes on
Jesus.
One more time?
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
Good. Very simple. Yet, it's not easy. Right? Simple truth. Fix your eyes on Jesus. That's how we can be joyful always. But it's not easy. All right, so let's go through some scriptures now. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Ready? Begin. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord. Let us what? Fix our eyes. Oh, God. Lord, give us a revelation. What does this mean to fix our eyes on Jesus? Oh, what does this mean? Fix our eyes on Jesus. We have to ask this question, right, brother? Oh, what does this mean? Fix our eyes on Jesus. Fix our eyes on Jesus. Fix our... We need to fix. We want to fix it. You know, when you nail it on the wall, or your nail, right? right? When you fix it, what happened to that nail? It stuck there and it doesn't move, right? It fixed. Do you understand? It stays there, right?
Yeah.
So this is how we should do now. We should fix our eyes, the spiritual eyes, even our physical eyes, our eyes, our soul. We need to fix it so that it does not move. But it constantly is moving, right? But we need to fix it again. It's moving again. Fix it again. Okay. So we need to fix our eyes on Jesus. The picture that comes to me right now is, you know, the horse. You know the horse. Mm-hmm. When horse run, they put the, what do you call that? What is this? The horse eye. Huh? Huh? They put on their eyes like this covering, right? So that the horses cannot see the side. They only see the front and they run, right? Huh?
Harness.
Okay, thank you, brother. Yes, harness. This harness helps horse to run just faithfully to the front, right? To the goal. Not looking sidetracked. Not get the sidetrack. Okay, so we need to put some kind of this harness, right? What is that? What is that? Well, constantly we need to remind ourselves. We need to fix our eyes. Just simply repeat this. Oh, let us fix my eyes. Lord, fix my eyes on you. Say this now. Can you say it again? Lord, fix my eyes. Okay, now you can pray this way. I fix my eyes on you. Ready? Lord, I fix my eyes on you. Amen. So this is how you do. It's a practical way. Lord, I fix my eyes on you. Oh, Lord, I fix my eyes on you. Okay, listen. When you're going through this sadness, right, emotional sadness, I don't know why, but you're feeling sadness now. Oh, because you have a money problem or health problem or, I don't know, visa problem, right? Health problem. So you're going through this sadness, emotions of sadness, right? Then what do you got to do? You got to talk to yourself. Oh, fix my eyes. I fix my eyes. Oh, Lord, you begin praying like, Lord, fix my eyes on you. Lord, fix my eyes on you. And then you say, I fix my eyes on you.
Amen.
See, in the book of Psalms, there's a word like this. Why so downcast, O my soul? Do you remember that? Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. So you have to talk to yourself. Don't listen to yourself. Only listen to Jesus.
Amen.
You don't listen to yourself. You talk to yourself. You command to yourself. Amen.
Amen.
So there's a voice of discouragement. There's a voice of fear. There's a voice of worries and anxieties every day.
Amen.
What do? When those voice comes out, you say, I fix my eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know why? Because when your eyes are fixed on Jesus, there's a joy.
Amen.
There's a joy. There's a joy when your eyes are fixed on Jesus. Because He is joyful.
Amen.
He is full of joy.
Amen.
Full of joy.
Hallelujah.
Thinking about you, He's full of joy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, this is amazing. Fix my eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Look at this. He's the author. He's the one who gave you the faith to initiate your faith.
Amen.
And then He's the perfecter. He will perfect your faith.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. How to develop your faith. You don't worry about that. It's all God's gift. God gave you the faith and He will carry it out. He will accomplish it. God gave you the salvation and He will carry it out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, He will accomplish the salvation of our soul.
Amen.
If we let Him. The moment you try to do, you're going to fall into religion. Okay? We are not in religion. We are into this one person. His name is Jesus. So we just let Him. Let Him do His job. Amen.
Amen.
Do you get the idea? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, next. Alright. Next. Colossians 3:2. Ready? Begin. Are you alive? Okay. Ready? Begin. Not on your eyes, you set your eyes. So listen, when your eyes are onto something wrong person or wrong things of this world, you gotta remove your eyes from them. Or things, and then set your eyes on Jesus, right? Not only that, you have to set your minds. It's a similar thing, but it's different, isn't it? So set your minds on the things that is above. Set your minds, because you know what? Your thought produces emotion. Emotion produces action. If you are walking fearfully, it's because you have that fearful thought. If you get rid of that fearful thought, then you are going to be set free from that particular fear. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So change your mind. Remember Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you renew your mind, you're going to be transformed. So set your minds on things above. Set your minds on things on Jesus. On Jesus himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Oh, I still have joy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You still have joy?
Yep.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Philippians 1:18. I love this scripture. You ready? Begin.
Because of this, I rejoice.
Yes, I will continue to rejoice.
Amen.
What is the Apostle Paul is saying here? With false motives or good motives preaching Christ, what does it matter? He says, because of this, Christ is preached. Because Christ is preached, yes, I rejoice. Do you understand? Listen. If Christ is your aim, your goal, if Christ is everything to you, then you're going to have a joy no matter what. But if Christ plus something else, then that's, whatever that something else is, if that something else is not there, then your joy, you will lose your joy. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, do you understand this?
Amen.
So, how to be joyful always? This is how you make your make Christ your everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For He is our life. Indeed, He is our everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, can we repeat this? Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice. Ready?
Amen.
Go. Christ is preached, because of this, I rejoice. Ready? Begin.
Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice.
Yes.
Right there, just say. Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yep.
I got money, my salary this month, because of this, I rejoice. If you don't get the salary, you're going to lose your joy. Right? Because I have this wonderful girlfriend or boyfriend, because of this, I rejoice. And if you get separated, you lose your joy. You see, understand? Because I got my good grade in my school, I rejoice. When you get bad grade, you lose your joy. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Everything else you depend on, you rely on, you trust on, right? You lose your joy when that thing is gone. But Christ will never vanish. Christ will never be gone. Christ will be there always, all the time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Christ is faithful!
Amen.
He's all-inclusive, He's infinite! Is same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you understand this? So, Christ should be your aim. Christ should be your goal. Christ should be your center. Is He? Oh, Christ is my center. Christ is the core of my being. Christ is the apple of my eyes. Christ is the heartbeat of my heart. Yeah? Christ is all in all. Oh Lord, is that you, Sondos? Huh? Oh my goodness. Didn't recognize you. Is Christ somebody to you? Is Christ somebody to you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I still have joy. Oh, no, it's too high, too high, it's too high. You play, please. It's time to sing. I still have joy. I still have joy after all I've been
next
one. Okay. Next go. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, let's go.
Next.
Next. Okay. Why you can still be joyful in the trials? Why? How come? you can be still be joyful in the trials. Okay, and to answer that, and with this I close. Okay, you ready? We're almost there now. Let's go. Okay. No, next. What happened? Okay. Let's read this. Ready? Begin. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. Remember, brothers and sisters, okay? We are participating now. We are, as a believers, we are participating in the sufferings of Christ.
Amen.
In one way or another, we are all participating in the sufferings of Christ. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that you may be, we may be overjoyed. I like the word there, overjoyed. Not just joyful, but overjoyed. Overjoyed means what? It's overflowing. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord will overflow when His glory is revealed. Brothers and sisters, glory actually has been revealed already, because when Jesus Christ came, He was the glory of the Father. So He reveals Father's glory. So glory has been already been revealed before us on the cross and through the resurrection, and now through the life-giving Spirit. But when He comes back second time, oh, there's going to be a glorious day. Because He's coming back, the bridegroom is coming back to take His bride. And we are His bride, right?
Amen.
So for that joyful, overjoyed day, oh, we are going to go through the trials and sufferings. But brothers and sisters, do not lose your heart, because this overjoyed day is coming. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, next. Okay, now this is the conclusion. This is the main point, actually, that I want to get to you. So I'm almost done with this, but be careful now. Because if you miss this point, then you're missing the jewel. You're missing the diamond. Okay, you ready? How many of you are with me right now? Are you still with me?
Amen.
Are you still with me?
Yeah.
I know, brothers, you work very hard, and this time is very sleepy time. 3:20 is very sleepy time. All right. Take a deep breath. You take the, breathe in and breathe out, okay? We call it breathing Jesus. I am breathing Jesus. What's the song? I'm breathing out, breathing in. Okay, look. So, when you breathe in through your nose. All right? When you breathe out through your mouth. All right? Don't do the opposite way. You're breathing through the nose. All right, ready? We all want to do that. And you're going to feel much better. All right? You're going to breathe in Jesus and breathe out your sleepiness, your tiredness, your exhaustion, your worries and concerns. Ready? Ready? Okay, ready? Begin. Oh, it feels so good. One more time. Breathe in the Spirit and breathe out the flesh. Ready? Begin. It relaxes us, isn't it? Now don't fall asleep now. Some of you, you are so much relaxing. You are, okay. This is not time for sleep. Although God gives sleep to those whom He loves, right? Okay, ready? Live under the government of God. Everybody say, live
under the government of God.
One more time.
Live under the government of God.
Oh, come on, you have to shout this time. Ready? Go. You can do this better now. Okay, you can do this. This roll. Ready? Shout.
Live under the government of God.
Like this. Live under the government of God. Go.
Live under the government of God.
Not bad. Okay.
Live under the government of God.
Oh, sisters. Oh, the old sisters. You have many young people here, young ones, huh? Don't discourage us, young ones here, and the majority here. Ready? Good.
Live under the government of God.
One voice, please, one voice. One in unity. Ready? Begin.
Live under the government of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Live under the government of God.
Amen.
Now, this is so important, okay? If you're going to be joyful always, which is the will of the God, will of the Father, then we have to be under the government of God. We have to be under the discipline of the Holy Spirit. We have to be under the hand of God. We have to be under, do you understand?
Amen.
Under the control of God.
Amen.
If you're under control of yourself, your mind is always controlling. Today I feel so tired. Brother Paul will understand, brothers will understand. I'm so tired. I work 14 hours a day. I work in the factory. He will never understand my tiredness. Oh, tired. And then you just sleep at home and don't come to meeting, huh? You understand what I'm talking, right? Is that under the government of God or under yourself? Huh? You're laughing, Brother Gigi. You're laughing because you've done that before. We all done that before, right? Is that under the government of God or under Pharaoh? I like that. You're not under Pharaoh. Under yourself, which means under Satan. You know, every time you are living yourself, that's deceiving. That's living in Satan. So, Sundas.
Under my circumstances.
Good. Under your circumstance, right? Meaning that, whatever, I'm not going to talk too much. Do you understand? Okay, listen. Oh, you are here. I'm so glad you're here, brothers and sisters. I'm so glad. Because you are here, because what? You put yourself under the government of God.
Amen.
There are only two governments that exist in this entire universe. Government of God and government of Satan. Which government you want to put yourself into? Government of God or government of Satan?
Government of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Really?
Yes.
If you put yourself under the government of God, then you will learn to be joyful.
Amen.
No matter what. Because God is ruling your life.
Amen.
God is reigning over your life. God is controlling your life. God is intervening in your life. God is speaking to your life. God is working.
Amen.
Remember the scriptures? All these things work for the good.
Amen.
Romans 8:28, right?
Yes.
Right? All these things work together for the good. What is this good? This good is Jesus.
Amen.
All these things, bad and good, and trials and hardships, all this work together to make you like Christ. To make you Jesus. So here's a question, brothers and sisters, including myself. Are you now under the government of God or are you under the government of yourself? If you are under the government of God, there's a chance you learn the lesson. And your joy inside of you will increase, which will go on. Do you understand?
Amen.
No matter what happens, you're going to be joyful.
Amen.
Because it's not about you. It's not about your effort.
Amen.
This joy is a person.
Amen.
Oh, revelation came. This joy is a person. Everybody say, this joy is the person. Say it.
Joy is
the
person.
Say it. This joy is the person.
This person is one new man.
This person's name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this joy, this person lives in me.
Amen.
No matter what, you're going to have this joy.
Amen.
Because you are under the government of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is why so many believers, they lose joy. They do not learn the lessons of trials and difficulties to becoming Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus-like character. Why? Because they are not under the government of God. You understand?
Amen.
That this is the reason why the Bible says, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got to put Christ in the church first.
Amen.
Christ in the church.
Amen.
Christ the head, the church the body, one new man. Christ, church, you got to put first, and all these things shall be added unto you. You have to believe this. Amen.
Amen.
So when you put yourself under this church, and Christ in the church,
Amen.
Right, under the government of God,
okay.
Then all these things will be worked for the good,
Amen.
Not for the bad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will have this joy, and joy will increase. Joy will accumulate. Joy will upgrade. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Watchman, I don't know if you heard of Brother Watchman, right? He was in the prison for more than what, 40 years, right?
20 years.
Huh?
20
Oh, 20 years? Thank you for correction, sister. That's why I love you, sisters. I feel so good and so balanced and so, you know, so good when wonderful sisters are together. Watch money, brother. 20 years in prison. Oh my. Can you imagine 20 years? That prison is not motel. That prison is not hotel. It's not a five-star hotel, right? It's a dungeon. Do you understand? Smelly and cold and all this. In the prison, what? But in spite of that, in prison for 20 years, he was joyful. I can tell you that. All his books, testimony. He tells us he was joyful man. He was a suffering man, but in joy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. May we learn this lesson. Many, many years ago, I was in the state. I was a youth pastor. Youth, you know, the teenagers. And I took them high school students. I went into the mountain, the retreat. And they were really, they're really lousy. Rebel, you know. They throw the rocks to the other house and they're playing wild. So I was trying to calm down. But and then after that, someone came by the door and knocked. And I said, oh, police is here. And who's the real police? I said, see, I told you not to throw the rocks to the other house and play wild like this. So I went outside. He came and said, who's the pastor here? So I went out. Can you please close the door? So I went outside and everybody was quiet. Oh, you got into big trouble. So when I was outside, policeman, he said, You're Paul. Yeah, I said, I am Paul. Now, don't be surprised. Okay, calm yourself. What I'm about to say. And he said, I just heard your wife got into an accident. Car accident. So that was about how many years ago? From now? 20-some years ago. 20 years ago. So she got into a car accident. And then police said, she's unconscious. My two boys, Josh and Joseph. Joseph is here. Do you remember that, Joseph? Do you remember?
He was 3 months old.
Oh, no. Sorry, Joseph. You're 3 months, and Joshua was 3 years old. 2 years old, something. And then police said, your wife is unconscious. Your two boys, I don't know what happened to them. There's no record of them. So when I heard that, what do you think? How would you feel when you're in that situation? I was a young man still. Young, good-looking man. What if my wife died and my two boys, they died? I'm like, all of a sudden this blue sky became so dark. And I said, and then I went back, I was speechless. I said to the youth, this is what happened. My wife got a car accident, and my wife has got unconscious. My two boys, I don't know if they're alive or dead. I need to go to the hospital right now. It takes about 2 hours from there to the hospital. So, dear youth, please pray for me. And then I start driving the van. And I was driving the van, and I was crying. I was crying like, oh, I'm gonna be what? Without my wife and.
A widow?
No widow. Woman is widow. What do you mean? 영어 안 나왔어. In Korean, it's called 호래비. I'm gonna be alone. Lonely soldier. No wife now. So, oh God, I'm gonna be lonely soldier now? In Korea, what it be? In my young age, I'm gonna be that. All of a sudden, joy. There's a joy deep within. And it's bubbly. And then I begin to sing this song. Thank the Lord, oh my soul. Thank the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Thank him, thank the Lord. Something like this, right? Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I was driving. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Praise His holy name. So I was crying, I was thanking Him, I was praising Him, I was shouting, Hallelujah! If somebody look at me, I say, Tudio, he's crazy, he's insane, 맛이 갔구나. Crazy! His wife is unconscious and two boys, they don't know. And then he's just thanking the Lord, he's praising. For 2 hours, I was thanking and praising. Oh, I love you, Jesus. When I went to hospital, I was a little nervous though. When I went to hospital, my wife was unconscious. She was like unconscious. My two boys, they're wearing this green gown, right? When you hospitalize, they put a green gown. Green gown, and they're crying. Ah! 3 months, they're crying. Ah! They're looking at me like, ah! Thank God they're alive.
Yeah.
And you know what? Their hair didn't even got scratched.
Oh.
Even one hair didn't get harmed. And later on I found out, she was driving, and it was a green light. But the young driver, He passed the red light. From his side is red light. While Rachel, he was driving, green light, the red light, and he just ran over the red light.
Uh-huh.
And poof. So the car got total loss. Total loss. You know what I'm talking about? Total loss, right?
Uh-huh.
It's crushed and it's destroyed. And then, so when they hit, my wife, two boys, well, how is that?
Behind?
No. Two boys, one boy or two boys? They went outside the window.
Mm.
Who
went?
Joshua is
a car seat. Joshua was in car seat. And then Joseph was flew out.
No, it was Joshua's car seat.
Ah.
The car seat.
Okay, so Joshua went out. So this car seat went out the window and they're sitting on the like a highway. The cars are coming, right? So this mother's power, you understand? Although she's unconscious and she wants to be unconscious, but she can't. Because her boy, little boy, is outside the window, flew out the window, and she's crying outside, the car is coming. So with the power of this motherhood, she broke the window with fist. Broke the window, and she opened the window, and she went out crawling, and then put her son on the safe space. And then she faint. After find out the boys are secure, then she faint. Why am I sharing this? Well, in that very, deep trial, deep suffering in my life, I found out there was a joy within me. And I'm telling you, this joy is the person. I'm telling you, you have that same joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you put yourself under the government of God, Bible says, be joyful always. Give thanks in all circumstances. Amen.
Amen.
When the King Jehoshaphat knew the joint army is coming against, the enemies are coming against, and they're a vast army, large numbers, his army is so small. What did he do? He put the singers on the front of the army, and they sang. It's 2 Chronicles chapter 20, right? They sang, give thanks to the Lord, for His love endures forever.
Amen.
When they sang, give thanks to the Lord, and praise God for His love and who He is, what happened? The Lord fought for them and destroyed all the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you put yourself under the government of God, you will begin to praise Him and thank Him.
Amen.
And you are going to grow spiritually. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And you're going to be joyful. And you're going to express God much better. And you're going to what? You're going to be a great testimony.
Amen.
And the people will look at you and say, I want to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus. All right? I want to know Jesus. You're that much joyful? Oh, you're that much happy? I want to know who your God is. Amen?
Amen.
You don't want to hear this. You believe in Jesus? You know what I'm saying? Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to come under the government of God. Amen? Do I have some scriptures? I think I did it all. Okay. submit yourself to, right? Before we resist the devil, we need to submit ourselves. Listen, today is a day to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. To submit ourselves to the government of God. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you can say amen to the government of God?
Amen.
Amen to Jesus?
Amen.
In spite of trials and difficulties?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, may we carry the cross and enter and join the sufferings of Christ, because there's overjoy waiting for us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Remember, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the reality of all things.
Amen.
All these things in the world is just a shadow.
Amen.
Don't lose your heart with shadow.
Amen.
Hold tight. Hold tight with the truth, the reality. Jesus is the reality. Amen.
Amen.
So is it worth of while to submit yourself? Amen. What's the next? Do we have it? Oh, okay. Okay. So when people go out of the government, people have all kinds of problems, right? Look at this prodigal son. When he ran out of the father, oh, he ate the pig's food. That's miserable, isn't it? Oh, when Adam went out of the presence of God, he was in shame. He realized he was naked. And the God says, where are you? See? When fish is out of the water, the fish will suffer, isn't it? You die. Do you ever see fish in the hot weather? You catch the fish and you put the fish on the cement, hot weather, hot temperature, the fish will jump, right? Jump, flipping him over, trying to leave. Listen, when we are out of the presence of God, we will suffer. When we are out of the government of God, we will suffer. Come back to the government of God. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand? Resist the devil. Amen. But before that, you have to submit yourself. Today is the day, say yes to Jesus.
Yes.
And no to myself. Amen.
Amen.
Yes to Jesus. Yes to the word of God.
Yes
to the hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And say no to your flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Don't compromise Lord's Day meeting.
Amen.
You with your life, you keep it.
Amen.
More than 30 years of my life, Christian walk, more than 40 years actually, 30 some years of my life, I never compromise one Lord's Day.
Mm.
Never, ever. Mm. Never compromise. It's a priority issue. I put Jesus number one. I am under the government of God. Therefore, it's not a compromising matter. It's not a negotiable matter. I am under the government of God. I am bought by the blood of Jesus. And not I, but I belong to Jesus. So I put myself under his control. Hallelujah. And there's a joy no matter what. Praise the Lord. Don't compromise the Lord's day. As well as don't compromise the money you earn. You give what belongs to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Otherwise, there will be a hole in your bank and it will leak out. Don't compromise time and money where your heart will be also, right? Do you understand? There your money. Where the money is, your heart is there. Do you understand?
Amen.
You come to the Lord and you say, I give my heart. But you're keeping all the money in your pocket. That's not heart. And God said, your heart is on your pocket. Your heart is on your bank. You have to be under the government of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it's time. It's time to be real. It's time to be sincere. Bible says, God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, whosoever believes into him, the word is into. Into means you're coming out of yourself and entering into God.
Amen.
So many, many people do like this. They're not coming out of themselves and they just say, I believe in Jesus. With their mere lip confession, they think they can, you know, get away with this. No. Bible says, believe into.
Amen.
The scripture is clear. Believe into.
Amen.
Baptize into.
Amen.
If you are baptized, you are baptized into one body. And still, you are living an individual life.
Yeah.
That is not into. You are deceiving yourself. You need to come back to the truth and say, Lord, I repent. I have been baptized into one body. Where the body of God moves, I move. Body of God stops, I stop. I no longer live, but I am in the body. Amen.
Amen.
This is a real faith.
Amen.
This is the government of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I preach as if this is my last preaching. You live as if today is your last day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't compromise with the enemy.
Amen.
Shut your ear to the enemy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you, God is still speaking to you. And you're saying, no, 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 no. Time is short, brothers and sisters. Time is short.
Amen.
Time is running out. Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
Right? When this one new man is birth and it's coming forth, that Jesus Christ is coming back. That's a sign. And it's happening right now. It's happening all over the world. Time is short. Brothers and sisters, let's truly repent that we are not under the government of God. We're a government of Satan, the enemy, and myself. We need to repent and turn away from Satan, away from myself, and let's run to our Father. And let's rest in the bosom of his heart. Today we need to rest, we need to rest, we need to be recovered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And say yes to Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh, I think there's a last scripture. Yeah, okay, that's the last scripture. Yeah, that one. Now. Can we read this? Let's read it. Begin. Let us rejoice.
Give Him glory.
Glory.
The glory of the Lamb has come.
Oh, rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad. And give Him, give Jesus glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come. Praise the Lord. Hey, look, do you see this overcomers? Overcomer, right? In the end time, God's interest is in gaining the group of overcomers. And why church here? When there are so many churches outside, isn't it? I believe because God wants you to be overcomer.
Amen.
And this is my belief.
Amen.
Let us become overcomer and join that wedding feast. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are His bride, you need to meet bridegroom, who is our Lord Jesus, every day. In the morning, when you first wake up, what do you do? Huh? Oh, another day. No. You call on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, I love you, Jesus.
Amen.
How I need you today.
Amen.
You're my strength.
Amen.
You're my joy.
Amen.
And you open up the morning revival book.
Amen.
And you eat the scriptures.
Amen.
And you share a little bit. Say amen or whatever.
Amen.
Because you are in the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to share your portion of Christ.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
This is called proper church life.
Amen.
And then in the morning, 10:30, we have Lord's table meeting and prophecy meeting. Amen?
Amen.
This is called proper church life. So come. Today, Brother Cyrus came. And Brother
Stephen
came for the first time in the morning. We enjoy. We break the bread together.
Amen.
One loaf, one bread signifies the body of Christ was broken for all of us. We need to partake of that one bread.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, He said, do this in remembrance of me.
Amen.
That's the most central, main, important thing early Christians did. We need to do that. Amen?
Amen.
So come 10:30 a.m. meeting. Break the bread together.
Amen.
And say something about Christ.
Amen.
Now is the time to confess Him, not later. Amen?
Amen.
I'll tell you this after this meeting. Okay. We're going to sing this song as we close.